יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hallelujah. I love that. The blessings of Aaron. Wow. All right, today is the 22nd, right, of January 2026. Bad weather in a lot of places. And it's also Shavuot 4. Shavuot 4 in 5786. All right, we're going to look at the history lesson today. And I know that you are going to be blessed looking at the history lesson today. From the history is Exodus chapter 10, verse 1 through chapter 13, verse 16. Exodus chapter 10, verse 1, 13 through 16. Jeremiah chapter 46, 13 through 28. Jeremiah 46, 13 through 28. And John chapter 19, 31 through 37. John chapter 19, 31 through 37. And that's our history channel today, basically. That's what we're going to talk about, our history scriptures. Now, let's look at this. Here's where we are. God said to Moses, go again to the Pharaoh, for I've, notice, hardened his heart, so I may display my signs to the people. It is these signs which will enable you and the generations after you to recognize me as God. This is a story parents will pass down to their children and their children's children. I'll be known as the God, hallelujah, which brought you out of Egypt. Now, Moses, God continues, this time tell the Pharaoh, look at this, that if he doesn't let my people go, I'll bring locusts to swarm the land. Now, Moses warned the Pharaoh of the coming locust plague. His staff urged him to let the Hebrews go. But no, he said, he would not relent to let them go. No, what he would do, he'll let the men go, but not the women and children. That's obvious. He can get rid of the men, knowing that they're not going to go without their families. Sure, he's going to get rid of the guys, get rid of the men, but you're going to leave all you women and all your children behind. That's what you're going to do. Now, there's nobody, no man, going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to leave my wife and my children slaves as I go into the desert and move to another location. Not anybody with care and love for their families. We know people today do it all the time. And we know that. So what happens, God sent locusts, and the land was covered with them. They were billions and trillions, I imagine. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses. I've sinned against your God and you, Moses. Please forgive me. That's interesting. And have your God remove his plague of locusts. Moses asked God to remove the plague, and God did. Notice, but God also hardened the heart of Pharaoh. And he said, no, we're not going to let go. Here comes the last straw. Here comes the end of it all right here. Then came the darkness. For 3 days, the Egyptians were plagued by complete darkness, while the area where the Hebrews lived had plenty of light. Wow. So Pharaoh calls back Moses and says, hey, you may go, everybody, men, women, children, but not going to take your animals with you. No, we're not going to take, you can go get lost, but we're going to keep the animals. So no was the answer. We're going to take our livestock, because was exactly that. Livestock. No, shouted Pharaoh, and God hardened his heart again. Moses, get out of here. Next time I see your face, you will die. Interesting. You're right. I shall never see your face again. And he didn't. He didn't. Now, here's what happens. The Lord said, okay, now, this is it. Moses, this is it. Pharaoh's going to make you leave. He's going to insist you leave. And it's the beginning of the months for the Israelites. He said, tonight at midnight, I'll go among the Egyptians and kill every firstborn. Notice history here. Now, no Hebrew firstborn shall die if they follow the instructions. How long have we been telling you that? So they said, go to them and get all their gold and silver. And the Egyptians hand them all the gold and silver. Go ahead. Yeah, they got it. And get every household a lamb. And the lambs are going to be slaughtered as a community. And each family shall return to their home and place some lamb's blood on the side of the doorpost. And each family shall feast with roasted lamb, unleavened bread, and bitter herbs. We know what that is. That's Passover, right? Sure. And the 14th day, the beginning of months, will be known as the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And you shall celebrate it 7 days. No leavened bread shall be eaten. Now, on the first night, we tell the story how God brought the Hebrew slaves out of bondage. And in the middle of the night, God had warned. God killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, young and old, rich and poor, human, animal. All the firstborns were killed throughout Egypt. There was a loud cry, for no house will someone not be dead. I want to give you some history right here. Now, the god Ra, right, where Pharaoh had his name, Ramses, Ra. Ra was the god of life. God of life. And here's what the Egyptians believe. When darkness came over, right, and they went to sleep, they all died. They all died. And when the sun came up, Ra awakened them. So God sends the darkness, death, all die. And Ra, the next morning, supposed to resurrect them. Here's what happened. You know that it didn't happen. So when the death angel came through Egypt and took the firstborn from Pharaoh's house all the way down to the animals in the stalls, when the sun came up the next morning, Ra, remember, Pharaoh, his name was Ramses, R-A. And when Ramses awakened, they from Pharaoh down to the youngest, said, hey, okay, Ra, sun's up. And he looked to Pharaoh because his name meant life. And he couldn't help him. No, he could not help them. Only the Lord, only God can help us. What a history lesson. What a moment that Pharaoh and Egypt had 10 major gods, and each of those major gods was attacked. Everyone was attacked by a plague, and there's nothing Pharaoh could do about it, and he would not relent and his heart was hardened by the Lord to show the world the power of God. And finally, when the Passover happened, darkness was there. Everyone was sleeping. The death angel passed over. And every one of the firstborn from Pharaoh's house to the cow in the stall passed. Sun comes up. Sun's out now. Wake up, wake up. Hey, Ra. Wait a minute, Ra. You failed us. And he did, because God is. Hallelujah. God is God. And there's no one else. What a history lesson to remember this day.